from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Evacuations suspended. The evacuation of people from Aleppo has been suspended, leaving thousands trapped. Blasts were heard Friday near convoys moving people out of the city. State media report rebels have violated the ceasefire. Rebels deny the claim. Tariq Yarasevich is a spokesperson for the World Health Organization.
What we hear is that so far, until 7 o'clock this morning, 194 patients were evacuated from East Aleppo and were taken care of in hospitals in Idlib Governorate and Western Rural Governorate, and some people have been referred because of their medical conditions to hospitals in Turkey. We understand that evacuation operation has been aborted this morning, but we hope very much that it will resume, because we know that there are many people still in last besieged enclaves in East Aleppo that want to go out.
It is not clear when the evacuations will resume. The United Nations Security Council is expected to meet in an emergency session Friday to discuss the situation. President Obama says the United States will take action against Russia or any other foreign government that tries to meddle in U.S. elections.
I think there is no doubt that when any foreign government tries to impact the integrity of our elections, that we need to take action, and we will, at a time and place of our own choosing.
President Obama was speaking on National Public Radio. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has concluded that Russian hackers broke into Democratic Party computers to leak potentially embarrassing emails about the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, with the apparent aim of helping Republican Donald Trump win last month's election. This is VOA News. In response to Russian activities in Ukraine, European Union leaders have agreed to extend sanctions on Russia for another 6 months. The decision came as no surprise. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande earlier this week said they supported extending sanctions in light of Russia's failure to abide by the Minsk agreements on Ukraine. Also, Angela Merkel, speaking here through a translator, defended the role of NATO at the summit in Brussels.
Another important pillar of our council will be internal and external security. Here, the cooperation is also particularly in matters of defence. I hope we've taken a step here, because I believe it is clear that the European Union must not be against NATO, but together in NATO.
She also said that migration, including external border security and relations with Turkey, would be on the agenda along with defense cooperation. The border between Nigeria and Cameroon has been completely reopened for the first time in 3 years. It's a key sign of progress in the war against Boko Haram. Officials say the threat of terrorist attacks has been greatly reduced due to joint cross-border military raids targeting the Islamist militant group. General Abba Mohamed Diko is head of the Nigerian delegation.
Only a secure environment can provide avenue for meaningful trade and commercial activities, as well as unimpeded exchange of goods and services. The unflinching cooperation and support of Cameroon has indeed curtailed the menace of the Boko Haram sect in all its ramifications. Success against Boko Haram will end movement of refugees across boundaries and create the enabling environment for the return and repatriation of internally displaced persons back to their ancestral land.
The Boko Haram insurgency began in northeastern Nigeria in 2009, eventually spreading to neighboring Cameroon, Chad, and Niger. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated bankruptcy lawyer David Friedman, a controversial figure, to become the country's next ambassador to Israel. Friedman has expressed his opposition to a key tenet of U.S. policy in the region, the two-state solution of an Israeli and Palestinian state living peacefully side by side. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Russian President Vladimir Putin ended 2 days of talks without any significant breakthrough on the major issue that divides them, a territorial dispute that dates back to World War II. And Britain has approved plans that will allow doctors to create babies using DNA from three people, making it the first country to legalize the controversial technique. The treatment is used to remove mitochondria, which produce energy in a cell from the egg of a prospective mother. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.